Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 397. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from White Reaper from Louisville, Kentucky. That song is called Party Next Door, and it's on the album The World's Best American Band, which just came out April 7th on Polyvinyl Records. Folks on my Twitter have been talking them up nonstop, so I decided to give them a listen, and boy am I glad I did, and just in time, because they are playing tonight, April 28th, at the Riot Room. You've got time to pick up tickets and join me for that show. It should be a blast. I've got 9 songs to play this week, which means a lot of short pop songs, and that's sure to make everyone happy. Let's jump into just a great track here. This is Cyanide Pills with the song Big Mistake.
I made a mistake with you.
you've been around for a while, you know that Too Much Rock Podcast is always going to bring you a set of power pop. And I got a couple of doozies there for you, didn't I? We started with Cyanide Pills with the song Big Mistake. That's on the album Sliced and Diced, which came out March 10th on Damaged Goods Records. That song is perfect pop right there. It's got XTC, it's got the Kinks, it's got everything you want in power pop. And the rest of the album follows suit from the bright and cheery like that all the way to some kind of angry punk rock. But everywhere in between is fantastic, and that album is definitely contender for my favorite album of 2017. After that, we heard from Tommy and the Rockets with the song Rock and Roll Wrecking Machine. That is the title track from the EP that just came out March 14th on Beluga Records or Ghost Highway or KOTG, depending on where you are in the world. That is the project of Thomas Stubgaard, and I think he's based out of Denmark, working with some really good writing partner in the U.S. I forget his name now, but works with Connections and a few other power pop bands known to the Rumbar world, so you know you're not going to go wrong there. Anyway, more music. This is Dopers with the song Dopage. I see you walking down. Dude! Enjoyed that set half as much as I did, you probably broke your chair from dancing. Let's see, working our way backwards, we just played Penis. That's P-E-A-N-E-S-S, like the quality of being a P, with the song Oh George. That's on the EP Are You Sure, which will be out May 5th on Alcopop Records, that Chester, UK band, turning heads everywhere by writing just excellent songs. Before that, we heard from Charlie Bliss with the song Glitter. That is on the album Guppy, which came out the 21st of April on Barsuk Records, that band from New York City. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know they were living in the 90s and making it sound pretty good. And then before that, we heard from Dopers with the song Dopage. That is on the band's 2017 demo that they put out themselves, of course, on April 1st. That band I know little about as well. In fact, they seem to be very new. But I do know this. Most bands, very dangerous to say they sound like Riot Girl, because most of them don't. That one does. So a very excellent demo there, and reminding me of all the great bands that that Vanessa introduced me to in the kind of mid-90s, I guess. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. This is The Winter Passing with the song Paper Rabbit.
storm.
We thought we'd end there with a classic. That is Jawbreaker with the song Boxcar. That's on the 24-Hour Revenge Therapy album that came out originally in 1994 on Tupelo Recording Company. Since then, it's been released a number of times with a number of bonus tracks on a number of different labels, but that's the version I just picked up. And why did I just pick that up? Well, my original 1994 cassette is long gone, and I wanted to hear that song when I heard that the Jawbreaker had reunited to play Riot Fest and hopefully some other shows, because, man, I can't do Riot Fest. But I wanted to hear that song, realized I didn't have it, and so I picked that one up. And it's good to revisit with an old friend sometimes. Before that, we heard from The Winter Passing with the song Paper Rabbit. That is on the new EP Double Exposure, which just came out April 21st on 6131 Records here in the U.S. I think Scary Monsters, maybe, in the rest of the world. Anyway, that band from Dublin there making some very warm and familiar sounds, and the fact that Jay Robbins was behind the console for that one only proof to that band's credibility. Anyway, let's get the business out of the way. I need to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 397. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, the 28th, a very busy day, Dressy Bessie is playing at the Replay, or Salty is at Mills, or the White Reaper is at Wyatt Room. They have Via Luna playing their CD release at Californo's. I'm sure we'll have a track from that new EP soon. And you can also see Broken Heart Syndrome at Merritt. Broken Heart Syndrome is Matt Roth from Schwervon. His partner in that band, Nan Turner, is also playing as her Nan in the One Night Stands, and Break of Dawn is also playing that show as well. Looking forward, Salty is playing to Blind Tiger on the 29th. I think that might be with Witch Joe. Then we're into middle of the Map Fest. Look at that schedule. There's a million bands playing a million places, but just some things that interested me. Then we got Wick and the Tricks playing at Westport Saloon on the 4th with a really good lineup. I think Uncouth is in there as well. We've got Architects headlining Californo's that day. On the 5th, Red Kate is playing at the Westport Saloon. On the 6th, People's Punk Band is playing at Mini Bar. I don't think that has anything to do with Middle of the Map Fest, so good on them. Also the 6th, which is the last night of the festival, you're going to have Berwinger at the Californo's, William Elliott Whitmore at Record Bar, Harmar Superstar at the Brick, or De La Soul at the Crossroads. And then looking past that, Pop Empire playing at the Blind Tiger on the 7th, Obsessives at Jackpot on the 9th, Zetas at Blind Tiger on the 16th, the 19th you'll get Lover Girl for a release party at the Record Bar, or Schwervon is playing at the Brick, and then the 28th Richard Buckner is playing a house show. If you know where he played last time, same place. If not, buy your tickets online, and a day or so before you'll get an address on where to go for that show. Anyway, one track left to play for you this week. This is a band from London called Fresh. And this is a band that I introduced myself to in a most undignified way. I made a comment on Twitter, which I think was taken out of context, but I certainly didn't do research, and, you know, context is everything. So anyway, so I introduced myself by putting my foot in my mouth, and then had a lovely conversation with Catherine, the band's lead singer, over direct messages. And I think maybe cleared things up, but who knows? Still getting comments saying that I am the embodiment of the not all men movement. So who knows? Twitter is just Twitter, I guess. And we'll keep doing things to make things better regardless. But anyway, this band is, as I said, someone I didn't really know. They were a friend of a friend of a friend. That sort of thing happens. But I figured if I'm going to launch into their Twitter feed, I should know something about them. So I went back to Bandcamp, picked up their 2015 EP. I think it's a self-released one called These Things Are Not That Fun, and listened to that one. I've picked a favorite track there. Who knows what they're up to today? They're still very active. Maybe a new album's coming out. Maybe not. But I'm not sure I'm in good enough terms to go ahead and interview the band at this point. But I am going to play a track here. Maybe it's a peace offering. Maybe it's just me learning a little bit more about the band and learning better ways to communicate with everyone. So this is the song Passing. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Fled and I'm languishing in this school. It's a daily reminder the world will never be mine. Be yours, be safe, be cool. If you gave me attention, I'd have nothing to say. Maybe these words are better unworn. A lack of confrontation, and my head is so sure that I always pass for a voice.